Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome. Second hour of the Mark Reardon Show, being hosted by Joe Beamer today on this Thanksgiving Eve. You'll get best ofs the next 2 days as everyone enjoys time with friends and family. Much deserved time off for everyone here at 97.1 FM Talk. We've got a little weather on the way, which is really funny because I literally just did a 3-hour show in Buffalo talking about weather. Our major bridge downtown, we call it the Skyway, is already closed because of the wind. And to talk about St. Louis's weather, Dave Murray, 97.1 Chief Meteorologist. Dave, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. The weather never sleeps, and either do the meteorologists. So we just keep plowing through. No such thing as a holiday in this business.
That's why we're so fortunate, Dave, to have you. Now, before we get to the day that's circled for weather, what's Thanksgiving going to look like here in St. Louis?
A great day. Great day tomorrow. Now, it's cold, 42 degrees, so a good 10, 12 degrees below average. But lots of sunshine, not quite as windy as today, but still a little bit breezy as we go through the day on Thursday. But overall, it's a great day. Thursday night is fine. Friday is fine, though cold, 39 degrees. Now, the system that we're watching is still out in the Pacific. It has not come onshore to the Pacific Northwest. That's where it will be coming in. So we're not getting any, other than satellite views, we're not getting any ground truth on this storm. As far as all the weather elements, we're not getting upper air data yet, but that will probably happen tomorrow morning. And then the other key is it's got to get over the Rockies. It's got to reform in the Texas Panhandle. So there's two stages that we really need to look at, and we won't know real details until that thing gets over the Rockies and forms in the Texas Panhandle and then starts to move to the northeast. However, what it's all shaping up to be right now is it does look like some sloppy, wet snow developing late Friday night. I think Friday evening is fine in the area. However, let's say probably after 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, may even wait a little bit longer because timing, there's a lot of timing issues here. Borderline temperatures, 32 degrees. I think the best chance of some accumulating snow is going to be Saturday morning. That window from, let's say, 5 a.m. up until noontime, then we will, during the entire event, we're basically above freezing, and 39 will do it for the high on Saturday, so it becomes a mix of rain and snow as we go through the afternoon. That'll be a slow turnover. Now, the key temperature in this particular system, I think, is going to be about 35 degrees. So 35 and below, we should get snow. 35 and above, it should start to become that mix. It's all out of the picture come Saturday evening, and woo-hoo, Sunday is just kind of a cloudy and cold day. So it's a relatively quick hit. There should certainly be some accumulation on the grassy surfaces, trees, parked cars, things like that Saturday morning. Road temperatures will be above freezing. The key here is, you know, it's a big travel weekend. If you're headed north, and let's say north from about Springfield, Illinois, all the way up through Chicago and into the Great Lakes, there's going to be a pretty good snowfall out of this thing, probably 6 or more inches. That's not for the St. Louis area, but folks who are traveling north know that. Folks who are traveling south, it's going to be more in the form of rain. So we're, as always in St. Louis, we're right on that edge of a rain-snow mix. And it's a pretty good system, I think, that will get developing in the Texas Panhandle and rapidly move our way. So it's not around very long. It will be our first snow of the season, and there will be what I like to call hamster-sized snowflakes late Friday night and into Saturday morning. Big, giant, sloppy, wet snowflakes that all kind of gather around each other.
Dave, so, oh my gosh, can I, first of all, I wondered if they were hamsters. Okay.
Wait a minute, what are you doing even working?
Thank you. I want to point that out, that Dave Murray is right. There is no traffic today. Dave, here's what happened. I got shipped my bulbs to plant, you know, from the place where you get them online, and they sent them late, so I just got them yesterday, and I've been cooking today, so I haven't gone out to plant them. Am I too late? Because when you're talking about snow, I'm like, uh-oh, can I not plant these? What's the scene?
Yeah, you'll be able, you're not going to, you know, and let, man, you know, the ground.
You, right?
You'd actually be able to plant tomorrow and Friday.
Okay.
Because it's dry, and you know, they don't care if it snows or not, but you could right. probably get them into the ground. After that, I think you're going to have a stretch, let's say Sunday through Wednesday, maybe Thursday, where the ground will be a little hard. It's not going to freeze solid. I mean, it, you know, the very top layer will be frozen because there is a pretty good cold air mass coming in. But overall, I think, you know, if you've got time tomorrow or Friday, and Sue, we give you all the time in the world to do that.
Well, thank you, Dave. All right. But I didn't order them till the last minute because we have deer in the new yard. And then I had to figure out, and I asked my friend, and she said, I said, tulips? She said, nope, they think they're candy. I said, daffodils? And she said, yes, they don't like them. So that's what I ordered, but I didn't do it till the last
minute. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I think you'll be okay. You know, obviously, tomorrow's a busy day for most folks. But, you know, if you have time Friday, you know, unless you ordered like 500 of them.
Only 35, but it's, I'll just
You'll be able to do that.
Okay.
You'll be able to do that.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. And so this snow will come, be pretty, and then disappear.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, if we get... And again, it's too early for numbers. It's too early for exact tracks. But if we were to get, as far as the roads, I think that will go away very quickly. But if we get a little bit that accumulates on the grassy surfaces, that has the potential to be around for a couple of days. Because next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're talking highs in the 20s and lows in the teens. So that's not going to go anywhere. But the sun will do a job on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. It's better than Buffalo, okay, I assume.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, lake effect. You know, it's all lake effect snows right now, and this system will be cutting across the Great Lakes. So,
oh,
I lived
great.
In Buffalo
thanks.
For
thanks, Dave.
When I was growing up, and I went up, yeah, and I'm talking like 5 years old kind of thing.
Wow.
We lived in Buffalo for about 8 months, and that was the 8 months of winter. And I remember. I don't know where they are, but there are pictures. Now, granted, I was 5 years old, so I was small, but I remember tunneling out of the front door.
Dang. No, thank you.
It's funny. You guys are talking about, you know, a couple inches, and here we are. We have a storm system that's going to dump about 10 or 20 inches on on the South Towns. And, you know, I'm wondering, do I wear the heavier socks for the turkey trot?
Yeah, no. Oh, it's all relative. You know, it's all relative when it comes to weather. Yeah, you know, people in Chicago, people in Detroit, people in Buffalo are thinking we're talking to, you know, maybe a little accumulation and say, yeah, so what?
I mean, I'm telling you guys, I mean, they know it up in Chicago that those lakes, they play tricks on you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and especially this time of year because the water temperature is warmer than the air temperature, and that's how we get. The lake effect snows.
That's right. Hey, I guess we have to pay for the very nice summer we had.
Well, you know, there's always payback when it comes to weather.
There is. And Dave, you are the man keeping us updated. Really appreciate it. Hope you get to enjoy some Thanksgiving while you're tracking this precipitation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, what I'm trying this year, I'm going to stuff the turkey with a pineapple. I'm going to give that a try.
What?
Wow.
Google it.
Okay.
It's a thing all of a sudden.
All right. Report back, please.
Yes, please do.
I will.
That's Dave Murray. He's the 97.1 chief meteorologist. He's also trying trends on Thanksgiving. I can't wait to hear how this is going to go. A pineapple in the turkey?
That is ridiculous.
Hey, got to try new things. this is a story for later in the show, but I'll tell you about how trying new things worked out great 1 year when you're put on the spot, and then when you try it like a year later, it's not as good. But we'll get to that later on. When we come back, we have Sue's News. It is 97.1 FM Talk.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Well, it's National Cake Day, which can't be bad. And I prefer a white cake. I like wedding cake the best. The really good wedding cake with that certain kind of icing. Oh, Joe Beamer, what's your cake?
I don't get me wrong. I love a good chocolate cake. I think the Frosty makes cake more than anything. Mm. I don't remember my wedding cake. I assume it was good.
Yeah, well, that's all right. But, you know, in general, it's white. You know exactly what I mean, right? Do you like a yellow cake or a chocolate? What is yours?
I like a cheesecake. Does that not count, though? Are we talking?
No. I'm talking about a cake, Joe.
I like white cake, like a birthday cake. And I like the corner piece of the birthday cake.
That's fine, because I like the middle.
Oh.
So we will get along well. That is perfect. Oh, I love a white cake. And I just don't get often enough, mainly because I'm not eating sugar. But if I were, that sounds delicious. It's also National Jukebox Day, which, okay, fine. Now, on this day in history, it was 103 years ago, in 1922, that King Tut's tomb was entered by American archaeologist Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon of England. Now, King Tut, as you recall, became pharaoh at age 9. He passed away when he was 19. But that was such a huge deal that it was 103 years ago today.
Wow. That was right around, 22.
Uh-huh.
And it was an American and...
And an Englishman.
Lord
Carnarvon. And it was such a huge deal, and I just remember, obviously I was not here in 1922, but I remember, I mean, for Steve Martin to write a song about it eventually, it shows just what a big deal it was. Then 46 years ago, now this I took from Joe Sonderman's book, This Day in St. Louis History, but we find this nugget for tomorrow. In 1979, the Blanchette Bridge opened. Now, they built one in 1958, and it was too small. Now, this, Joe, is a bridge that carries you out from the St. Louis County out to St. Charles County. So they built a bridge. It was too small, so they built a second one. So today, eastbound is on one bridge, westbound is on the other. And this is the day, tomorrow is actually the day in 1979 when they opened the one to eastbound traffic. And they named it after Louis Blanchette. He's the one who founded the first trading post that eventually became St. Charles 46 years ago.
And they call it the Blanchette Bridge or the Blanchette Bridges?
Bridge. They just call it one. I don't know why. That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
But it does have one in each direction. And 33 years ago today, in 1992, the British government announced that Queen Elizabeth had volunteered to start paying taxes on her personal income. And she made her kids get off the dole, too. That was in 1992. I don't remember that at all.
Can I just say, like, if I lived in England, I'd be upset that the royal family still gets money. Like, they don't do anything.
Yeah, right. And what is her income exactly? From, I guess, appearances, maybe? I mean, I don't, whatever.
I can imagine that this would be like an election point. If that was America, every election, they'd have a candidate that vows to cut off the royal family.
Right. Well, and I'm not anti-royal. I mean, it's okay. But the fact that they weren't paying taxes on that for that many years is kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So I'll tell good you, for her for doing it.
I'll tell you, I bring up the royal family in Buffalo. You've got our Canadian listeners. They, you know, they're still all tune in with the, you know, they're still their king and queen. So,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You can't be too harsh on the royals because the Canadians still take that as, you know, bad mouth and they'll turn the channel.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, tomorrow, are you a Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day parade watcher now that you have a child?
My wife will watch it with my son. I'll be too busy dodging the 50-mile-an-hour wind gust and running the turkey trot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I never really got into the I'm not a parade guy. Like, I'll take my son to parade so he can catch candy.
Right.
I've just never been a parade guy.
Well, it's, you know, it's tomorrow. It's the 99th annual. There's a total of 34 balloons. They're going to do a Beagle Scout Snoopy Bluey. They're going to have all this crazy stuff. They'll have 28 floats, including Sesame Street Camp Snoopy. They're going to have a Stranger Things float.
Oh.
Which I find to be interesting. I mean, it'll probably be disgusting, but I may tune in just to see that. But it airs at 8:30. If this is a tradition with your family, it does air at 8:30 in all time zones. How is that? I guess we just delay it. And there'll be an encore at 2 because it's that great. The entire program is 3.5 hours long. You could watch it on NBC, Peacock, and Fubo if that is your deal.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be at the house to watch it live, and I'll be watching football when I get home.
I understand. Well, they say that tomorrow, according to a new survey, 52% of Americans will have at least one recipe on their Thanksgiving table that is 25 years or older. 23% of Thanksgiving tables will serve at least 10 sides. Good gravy. I am not doing that much. I'll tell you that. And the sports betting site Action Network looked at a bunch of popular Thanksgiving sides and the odds that they'll end up on the typical Thanksgiving plate. We bet on everything in this country. Okay, it's not the odds that each side will be offered. It's the odds of finding them on someone's plate. And that odd is lower because not all of us like the same stuff. All right, the number one thing that will be on people's plates in the betting world, what would it be?
Turkey.
You would think this is sides. Sides only.
Oh, stuffing. Stuffing, obviously.
Stuffing is number two. It's at 36%. Number one, mashed potatoes.
Oh, if I had my bell, I would ring that.
Oh, I love me a mac. Now, you know what has come up in the last couple of years is mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And no. I don't. I'm not a mac and cheese person at Thanksgiving, but that's number three. Cranberry sauce at 4. Sweet potato casserole at 5. Green bean casserole at 6. I would have thought those would be reversed, but I guess not. Gravy is 7. Baked potato. What? That's at 8. I didn't even know you were allowed to do that. 9 is butternut squash, and 10 are Brussels sprouts. I like a Brussels sprout.
Yeah.
But it makes the house smell like feet, and I'm not really in the mood for that. Now, go ahead.
I like Brussels sprouts with a little bacon mixed in.
Oh, yeah. And if you put a little bit of vinegar on there, put them in the oven and get a nice browning on it. Oh, it's nothing better. Oh, yum. Okay. AMC, the movie theaters, are selling AMC popcorn passes beginning on Cyber Monday, which provides half off a large popcorn every day of the week, plus one refill per day that's free. And it's priced at $29.99 per year. So if you are a movie person, you might want to look into that on Cyber Monday. I like movie theater popcorn enough to maybe just get that. You know, I mean, yum.
Can I go in and get a popcorn even if I'm not seeing a movie?
That's what I mean. Can we drop by and just get... Probably not. That's how they get it.
The studio in Buffalo, we're right across from the AMC here, so that would be great on the way into the studio every day.
Yeah, you could totally do that. new in theaters coming up this weekend will be Zootopia 2. Mark Reardon saw it and really liked it. And Eternity. TV this holiday weekend. Well, the premiere of Stranger Things is tonight at 7. That's our time, Joe. I think it's 8 on yours on Netflix.
Yep.
Tonight's Volume 1 consists of the first 4 episodes. Volume 2 airs on Christmas Day and New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So if you are... Reardon and I have talked about this. We think it pretty well. They just dragged out the last season too long.
Yep.
And I think it jumped the shark a bit. And now the kids are like 35. It's a little weird. But I understand wanting to watch it and get it wrapped up. So, if that's your thing, are you a Stranger Things person?
Yeah, I won't be watching the Sabres play when they release it tonight. But yeah, I'll fit it into the schedule over the next month. But I agree. I mean, it's just too long between seasons. And you know, it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like you said, I can't not see the age difference in the real people that doesn't correlate with the storyline.
Yeah, exactly. And then Thursday, so tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central is the National Dog Show, which I do love to watch. And also, we could go over the Thanksgiving Day football. First, it's the Lions and the Pack at noon our time, Central, on Fox. Then it's the Cowboys and the Chiefs at 3:30 Central on CBS. And then the Ravens and the Bengals at 7:15 Central on NBC. If that is part of your plans. They also are doing Friday at 2 p.m. on Amazon. They're going to do the delayed Thursday night football game. It'll be the Eagles and the Bears.
So happy the Bills aren't playing it. That I have to plan a holiday around the Bills. Every year I sweat it out to make sure.
I understand. they announced today, by the way, that they're going to Diane Keaton's 1987 comedy Baby Boom is getting a modern re-imaging. So they're going to have somebody redo it. We'll see how that goes. I kind of liked it, but it seemed kind of the time. So I'll see how they do. And I'm wondering if they did it just because they're riding the wave of Diane Keaton right now. I don't know. And there's no report of when it'll be out.
Yeah, they might miss the wave if they wait
any longer. Okay, I think this is my happy story of the day. The two strangers in Arizona who are spending their 10th Thanksgiving together because the 68-year-old woman thought she was texting her grandson in 2016, but accidentally texted a random guy named Jamal Hinton, who was 17 at the time, and they have been eating Thanksgiving together ever since. It's so cute. It's their 10th year. Here's a little sound that goes with it.
I was sending a text to my grandsons, inviting them for Thanksgiving, and I didn't know at the time that one of my grandsons had changed his phone number.
It's like having a mentor in a way. A mentor, best friend, a grandma, like all in one bucket. I call, Wanda picks up. So I just hope that we are there as long as we can be for each other, having each other's back through the path of life.
I just think that is so cute. So this is their 10th year together.
It's such a heartwarming story.
Isn't it? Okay,
yeah,
finally,
I love it.
In Sue's news, not that we're eating wild turkeys, but here's the random fact for today. An adult wild turkey has approximately 5,000 to 6,000 feathers. And that's it for Sue's news.
Well, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Great to be with you on this Thanksgiving Eve. And hope your travels, wherever your travels may take you, maybe you're staying home and people are traveling to you. That's always nice. Whatever it is you are doing, hopefully you're having a great Thanksgiving. And if you had to work today like us, hopefully it was an easy day. I saw the, I love a good meme. And it was the Seinfeld where George is sleeping under his desk. And it says at the top, all of us who decided not to take our PTO the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's George Costanza sleeping under his desk in Seinfeld. And you know, not that, hey, I would never mail it in. I don't mail it in. But I've worked jobs that aren't radio where, yeah, you know, the day before Thanksgiving, let's just say you're not giving it 100%, right? But here, obviously, we're giving it 100% because we love what we do. And if we didn't give it 100%, I mean, you'd be able to tell. Now, tomorrow, as I keep talking about the Turkey Trot, I am so excited for the YMCA Turkey Trot. It's the 130th up here in Western New York. And, we're going to have some wind. We're going to have a snow-rain mixture. And I've been lucky. So this will be my ninth year running it. I've run it 8 years in a row, including COVID, but it was virtual during COVID. But I've run it 8 years in a row. This will be the ninth. And this will be the first time that it'll be like, and you're going to say, what, Joe, you live in Buffalo? But I'm being honest. This is going to be the first time, the ninth year, where weather is actually going to be a factor. Yes, it's usually cold on Thanksgiving in Buffalo, New York. But this will be the first year that there is precipitation possibly falling as we run. The wind's going to be a big factor. There's been snow on the ground in other years, but the slush ice mix with, we put salt on the roads when they're icy, all that, just, people, the person in front of you kicking that up as they run. So it's going to be, I'm telling you, I'm earning those extra calories, and we are, like I said, I'm excited, can't wait. And it's the start. Sue was bringing up the Macy's parade, Thanksgiving Day parade. I mean, for a lot of people, that's the start. They wake up, they have a hot chocolate, or maybe since it's Thanksgiving, they get a breakfast adult beverage, mimosa. I know some people like Bloody Marys. I can't do the tomato sauce and the vodka. I've tried it once. No thanks. However you're starting your Thanksgiving, we all have those traditions to kick off the day, to kick off the holiday season. And again, hopefully whatever it is you have planned, you've got it and it will go well and you'll enjoy the holiday. Now, earlier today on my show in Buffalo, I was talking about the do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving. And it does seem that there is always someone who wants to bring up politics, right, at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Now, I will say I am not that person. I talk politics every day, 6 days a week. So for me, I like to get away. And I know there are people who will be at my at dinner who don't agree with me. And like, I don't need to talk about it. You know where I stand. I mean, if anyone, where I stand. I talk 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. So you know where I stand. But there are people, and again, maybe it's because I come from one side of the aisle, but I do notice it from people on the other side that I'm on of the aisle. They love to just say something, and they try to get you going. And like for me, it's Thanksgiving. There's a lot we can talk about, especially, for me, are the Bills wasting Josh Allen? That should be in Western New York. That should be the topic of discussion, right? In St. Louis, are the Blues ever going to win again? Can they win a one goal game? What are the Cardinals doing? Are they going to rebuild and actually be successful in 2 or 3 years? Or is this rebuild going to fall flat and, we're in for a decade of hurt? Now, doesn't that sound like something that everyone can kind of get along with while they're watching, as Sue said, the Lions and the Packers or the Chiefs and the Stars, or the Stars, the Cowboys, I'm in hockey mode, the Ravens and the Bengals. And by the way, NBC got very lucky that the AFC North is awful and that the Ravens started winning. Because could you imagine if the Ravens continued to be awful and you had the 3-8 Bengals and like the 3-8 Ravens on Thanksgiving night? They got super lucky that the Ravens started winning and the Steelers started losing and the Ravens are in first place. I always think that when I look at these games that can't get flexed, like you take a risk. Like I remember one year where the Cowboys were awful. They were playing the Dolphins and they were awful. And it's like, well, you took that risk. And now at 4 o'clock, the Thanksgiving game, and this is like in the 90s. Now, you know, if you're CBS, if you're NBC, you know, Sue, you brought it up. Everyone in America, we bet on everything. We put odds on everything. So even if it's two awful teams, you're going to have fantasy football nerds like me watching it and following their fantasy team. You're going to have people who bet on the game still watching it. So I guess it's not as much of a risk as it was in like 95. But still, I mean, when you can't flex out that night game on Thanksgiving, I'm sure the NBC executives are happy that the Ravens found their way.
You know that's right.
I'm hoping the Ravens keep finding their way because they're going to have to beat the Patriots for the Bills to have a chance to get back into first place in the division. So obviously, I'm looking a little further down the road. But I'm hoping the Ravens continue to win until the playoffs, you know, and then they can lose. Hey, Sue, you talked about yesterday, you know, getting everything ready. How far along are you? What actually has to take place on Thanksgiving for dinner?
All right, here's the deal: the turkey I have brining in the oven. I've got the cranberry orange bread made. I've got the stuffing made. I'll have to reheat that tomorrow. I've got somebody bringing crescent rolls. I've got somebody bringing green beans. So I will put the turkey in tomorrow at 9:30, take it out at 12:30, and we will eat at 1. But I'll have to peel potatoes tomorrow morning and put all the peel in the trash, as we discussed, or put them slowly down the disposal, one at a time. And then I should be good. I'll do a pie that's coming out of the oven in about 4 minutes.
Now, and then I'm ready. Let me ask you this. Of all the stuff that you're putting on the table, do you make or serve anything that you particularly don't like, but you know the majority of people coming over will? Or, I mean, do you have to like it to cook it?
That's actually a good question. I think I pretty much do have to like it to cook it, but I pretty much like everything about Thanksgiving. Now, if somebody wanted mac and cheese, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We had a caller on my earlier show call in and talk about two dishes that she has to make every year because it's a family tradition that she doesn't like. And I was like you. I said, I don't know if I could sit there and cook something that I'm not going to enjoy. I mean, part of what I like about cooking is I can lick the spoon every now and then. Like, I don't know if I could go through with that knowing that I'm not going to eat any of it. But maybe I'm a little too selfish. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's all pretty appealing at this time of year. You know what I mean? Yeah. If liver was the thing we served on Thanksgiving, I would not host. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think about the rise of ham?
I don't like ham. That's the end.
Me either. Yeah, me either. I can't believe that there are people who are actually replacing turkey with ham. I say those people they got to the grocery store and turkey was out. So they're now saying, hey, look at this new thing I tried.
And that could be, I mean, my father-in-law loves the ham. I just don't. I like the bacon. I like the rest of I just am not a ham person. I'd rather have turkey on Easter as well. So I guess it's just a matter of taste.
Yeah. Growing up, we had the turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then my parents would have ham. You know, speaking of, you know, Dave was talking about pineapple and turkey. They'd have the pineapple on the ham, obviously, on Easter Sunday. But you're talking about trying things. Dave was talking about the pineapple and the turkey. You know, sometimes you try something and it's amazing. One year growing up, Christmas Day, the oven broke. And now when my parents moved into the house they live in now, which we moved to Buffalo in 99. It had all 70 still. It was the pull-out stove, the classic oven. So everything, you know, slowly had to be replaced. And the oven died on Christmas morning. So my dad decided to take the turkey and grill it. And
interesting.
It was amazing. Like the best turkey we've ever had. But Sue, here's the thing. That was in a forced situation. The next year, they have a brand new oven. But hey, that grilled turkey tasted so good. Didn't he burn the turkey?
Oh, no.
It was great in the situation. But trying to reinforce that, it didn't work out. And then for years, my parents fried the turkey. And I loved fried turkey.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
So good. Here's the problem. You know, my sister and I, we had moved out. We're home for the holidays from college, and no one wanted to clean the oil out of the turkey fryer. So my parents go, well, we're not going to leave all the mess to us. So they went back to cooking the, well, I think now my mom actually pre-orders a cooked turkey, picks it up tomorrow morning. So
yeah, well, that's not so bad. A lot of people do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it was up to me to host, I think I could make the sides. I think I could make a good stuffing. The turkey is going to have to get picked up. I don't trust myself with all the specifics you have to do.
Really not that hard. Do not intimidate yourself. I've got a great recipe. If it ever comes to it, you let me know. It really isn't that hard, you guys. It's just think of it like a big roast chicken.
It's putting the hand up the turkey and taking all the stuff out that really...
It's 3 seconds and it's in a bag.
It's the reason I don't fish.
All right.
But all right. I mean, hey, Sue, I'm sure, you know, as I get older, as my son gets older, we're going to want to do more things in the house, you know, especially with the Bill Stadium seats that I'm not getting now. But
yes, good.
But, you know, here, going back to something yesterday, if I start hosting, does it, you know, like we said, the Christmas tree can't go up till Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And that's okay. It's okay. And I know you could just put it somewhere in the house. It just doesn't happen to be in view of everybody in the dining room. And yeah, you can do what you want. It's America.
We have 3 Christmas trees at the house right now. My wife set up a Grinch tree in my son's playroom.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's all Grinch theme. We had a Fisher Price tree, but my son doesn't really play with it. So I think my wife was looking to sell that to someone who would use it. And then we have obviously the main Christmas tree downstairs. So we're Christmas up. We got the elf on the shelf. He's moving around the house, keeping an eye on Dawson to make sure he's a good boy. Because I said that not only will Santa not bring you toys, Santa will take your toys if you continue to act up.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Yeah, so... I'm excited. I'm excited for tomorrow. I love the, and you brought this up yesterday, Sue, you walk into someone's house and you can just smell all the delicious food. It smells like Thanksgiving. I don't know how else to put it. It smells like Thanksgiving.
It does. And it's just so comforting and delicious. Ah, yum.
Final, I got one question before we go to break. Ethan got to Minnesota safely. We've got confirmation.
No, I don't have confirmation, but I assume that that's the case.
All right.
I don't have confirmation otherwise.
I was thinking about, you know, him driving in the last part in the snow and just, I'm sure he got there safe, but I know it was a long night. I mean, I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, Sue. I can't imagine that was not even halfway through his drive.
I get it. I really do.
I kept thinking, I was like, I am exhausted and I did nothing today. And you got poor Ethan. He's on the road and probably, you know, about to drive into a snowstorm.
he's got hours left in front of him.
Well, it's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. We'll be back after this on this Thanksgiving Eve on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. And it's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. And, you know, some people say I'm crazy. I've been listening to Christmas music since Halloween. But a lot of people, they'll tune in. They'll start listening tomorrow. The people who haven't already gotten in the spirit. Trish Gazelle is from 102.5 KEZK. Enjoys this now. Trish, happy Thanksgiving.
Joe, Sue, happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Doing all right. Can't complain. Now, you guys have been playing Christmas music since when?
Well, we just started, like, I think it was November 14th, but you're not alone, Joe. It's so funny. It's mid-October. I'll start getting emails like, when are you playing Christmas music? When are you? I mean, they want it when they want it. And you better believe when Mariah says it's Christmas time on October 31st at midnight, you know, everybody wants it November 1st. But the funny thing is, then you start playing it and then everybody's ready. Why are you playing Christmas music? It's like every single year you can't win. So, yes, we're here whenever they would like to dip in.
That is 100% accurate.
I know. It's crazy.
Trish, you know, obviously people, there's the favorites. You mentioned Mariah Carey. You guys play that once every 30 minutes?
Pretty much. You got it.
Is that still the most popular Christmas song? Like the one that the listeners say, I want to hear it. Does that still get the Christmas spirit the highest in 2025?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that song is when it first came out, it never hit the charts. It didn't hit the like top 100 or hot 100 charts until like 2017. And ever since then, this year is the earliest All I Want for Christmas has hit the charts because people just start listening to it earlier and earlier. So I don't care what they say, if they're sick of it or not, the charts prove otherwise. People like it.
It's one of those songs that starts playing and you sing along. Even if you've been bad mouthing it for 10 months, you're going to start singing along once it comes on. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and it's just becoming more popular and popular as the years goes on. She's now, Mariah Carey's now doing a Vegas residency this year. She's doing Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Vegas. So, I mean, her and this music and her whole Christmas Time vibe, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Trish, let me ask you, of the newer songs, I mean, what's a popular newer Christmas song that, you know, might not be on anyone's radar yet?
Well, you know, Ed Sheeran, Elton John did one last year that was pretty big, but everybody's coming out with Christmas albums now. Christina Aguilera is kind of making a comeback. She has a movie coming in theaters. It's Christina Aguilera in Paris, but it's a Christmas, you know, movie and album, so everybody's doing it. I know Jonas Brothers are the Jonas Brothers, but I really like their Like It's Christmas. That is a really catchy, and they had a movie just come out on Disney Plus, A Very Jonas Christmas. So everybody is leaning into it because it's a moneymaker.
Now, when I was a kid, the NSYNC Home for Christmas album was, I mean, that was in everybody's car. Everyone knew it. Are any of those songs, I run the turkey trot listening to that album from front to back, and if I finish it before the album's over, that was a good day. Does that,
you know,
still
we're on the radio, right? And you're admitting this.
I admit it. I think my first time filling in for Mark, I admitted I've been to 12 Backstreet Boys concerts. So believe
me. Oh
my
gosh.
Yeah.
Sue knows.
Oh yeah.
Is the late 90s, like, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, does that still get in the rotation? Do people still ask for that?
Not as much. You know, we really do. We play the classics. We play Frank and Tony Bennett and Burl Ives and Thurl Ravenscroft. The only time of year I get to say those two names. But we play those classics. And then, you know, we have the Brenda Lees and then Taylor Swift. And we do have the more current ones. But I, for some reason, I feel like we're missing that. The 90s just dropped out.
Yeah, it does. And I think there's probably a good reason for that.
Yeah, right.
You guys are probably right. Trish, I got to ask you this question. Be honest. I'm being honest. Is there a song that you cringe when you have to play it?
Well, Christmas Shoes. I'm sorry.
Right there with you, Trish.
It's like really, I don't want to hear that ever again. And Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I mean, that is the biggest earworm ever in the history of the world.
I don't disagree. My final question, because there's been debate about this. I always play this song on Christmas Eve at the end of my show in Buffalo. Dan Fogelberg, Same Old Lang Syne. Is that a Christmas song?
Let me tell you about that song real quick. That is a true story. And the woman he met at the convenience store on Christmas Eve, is from St. Louis and lives in St. Louis.
That's right.
Her husband contacted me a couple, her current husband contacted me a couple years ago to tell me that story. It's true. And so, yes, play it.
That's amazing.
I love that. Wait, I didn't know you heard from him. That is awesome.
Yes. Emails me every Christmas. I haven't heard from him yet this Christmas, but every time I play it, he's like, we're listening. She doesn't do a lot of interviews about it or talk about it a lot, but it is a true story, and she is right here in our city.
Love it.
That's amazing, and I love that song. Well, Trish, thank you so much for taking some time out of your Thanksgiving Eve, and we'll be listening to you over on 102.5.
We'll try to get that NSYNC on for you, Joe.
Oh, I appreciate that. That would mean so much. Thank you. Trish Gazelle from 102.5 KEZK. They're playing the Christmas music right now. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.